universe here.
What Russia is sponsoring and doing is not counterterrorism. It is barbarism.
In this case, I wouldn't rule out multilateral efforts outside of the UN to impose costs on Syria or Russia or others with regard to the situation inside of Syria.
However, just a month ago, U.S.-Russia talks on the Syrian peace process seemed warm and friendly. RT's Caleb Maupin takes us through how the relations have changed.
Remember when the United States and Russia were keen on sharing their friendship with the world?
Where's the vodka?
Pizza from the American delegation. This is from the Russians.
Well, it's certainly not like that these days.
Extremist groups will continue to exploit the vacuums that are there in Syria to expand their operations, which will include, no question, attacks against Russian interests, perhaps even Russian cities. And Russia will continue to send troops home in body bags.
So how did it get this bad? Well, there are key factors that are being left out as the hateful words and threats get louder. Firstly, the U.S. broke the ceasefire when it killed 60 Syrian army soldiers who were on the front lines battling against ISIL.
Yes, the coalition did hit people on Saturday. We did. A terrible accident.
Secondly, the United States promised to separate the terrorists of al-Nusra from the so-called moderate rebels that they were supporting. Yet months and months later, the U.S.-backed fighters are still fighting side by side the terrorists and extremists.
And it was our challenge, coming to the table, agreeing in Geneva. Our challenge was to try as best we can to reach out to the moderate opposition and make clear to them that they needed to in order for this thing to work.
It's like all the talk of peace has been forgotten.